If a country nowadays accepts free trade, it will certainly not do so to please the socialists. It will do so because free trade has become a necessity for the industrial capitalists. But if it should reject free trade and stick to protection, in order to cheat the socialists out of the expected social catastrophe, that will not hurt the prospects of socialism in the least. Protection is a plan for artificially manufacturing manufacturers, and therefore also a plan for artificially manufacturing wage laborers. You cannot breed the one without breeding the other. Whether you try the protectionist or the free trade will make no difference in the end, and hardly any in the length of the respite left to you until the day when that end will come. For long before that day will protection have become an unbearable shackle to any country aspiring, with a chance of success, to hold its own in the world market. Protection is at best an endless screw, and you never know when you have done with it. By protecting one industry, you directly or indirectly hurt all others, and have therefore to protect them too. By so doing you again damage the industry that you first protected, and have to compensate it, but this compensation reacts, as before, on all other trades, and entitles them to redress, and so on ad infinitum. American history, in this respect, offers us a striking example of the best way to kill an important industry by protectionism. In 1856, the total imports and exports by sea of the United States amounted to $640 million. Of this amount, 75% were carried in American, and only 25% in foreign vessels. British ocean steamers were already then encroaching upon American sailing vessels, yet, in 1860, of a total seagoing trade of $760 million, American vessels still carried 67%. The Civil War came on, and protection to American shipbuilding, and the latter plan was so successful that it has nearly completely driven the American flag from the high seas. In 1887, the total seagoing trade of the United States amounted to $1.4 billion, but of this total only 14% were carried in American, and 86% in foreign bottoms. The goods carried by American ships amounted, in 1856, to $480 million, in 1860 to $500 million. In 1887, they had sunk to $190 million. Prior to the Civil War, the American flag was the most dangerous rival of the British flag, and bade fair to outstrip it on the ocean. After the Civil War it was nowhere. Protection to shipbuilding has killed both shipping and shipbuilding. Protective tariffs are nothing but preparations for the ultimate general industrial war, which shall decide who has supremacy on the world market. Thus every factor, which works against a repetition of the old crises, carries within itself the germ of a far more powerful future crisis.